Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
We are back once again. We hope that you're doing well. We want to bring some edification as usual.
And some love and some encouragement.
Amen. We had a quiet day today. We worked in a park, helped Brother Zelos on some van projects. Sister Amen did a whole bunch of things on the van project. And we all did a separate audio. That's going to be up in the Ecclesia, or it is up in the Ecclesia Gathering area, so you can go listen. Sister Amen read some scriptures. The brothers all made some audio, so that's going to be up in the Ecclesia Gathering area. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, we're headed down the road. We're cutting across the state, going to the other coast, working our way towards an area where we want to street preach. So today we traveled a bit. Tomorrow we're going to travel a bit more.
And we're going to travel through a big city.
Yeah, not our favorite thing, traveling through a big city, but we'll get it done.
But for the Lord, we do it.
We'll get it done, yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, everything was good, and we just want to bring you some scripture edification.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to read today, Sister Amen?
Just a simple passage here. Let's see. It's 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 16, yeah. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things of God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teach, but which the Holy Ghost teach, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
I like that. Makes me think of Spirit versus flesh.
Oh, yeah. Walking in the spirit, not the flesh.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a constant battle we have to work on every day.
Good scripture verses there. I want to read some verses on that have the word strong in it. 1 Corinthians 1:25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Yeah, that's clear.
Hey, that kind of goes along with what I was just reading, yeah.
1 Corinthians 4:10. We are fools for Christ's sake, but we are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. 1 Corinthians 10:22. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 6:13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quick you like men, be strong.
I love that.
And let's see, what else do I want to read here? 2 Corinthians 13:9, for we are glad when we are weak, and ye are strong, and this also we wish, even your perfection. Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
I love that.
Yeah. This one's kind of a scary one. 2 Thessalonians 2:11, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, and they shall believe a lie. Let's see.
I wouldn't want to be in that position.
No. 2 Timothy 2:1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Let's see. Hebrews 5:14. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason use their senses exercise to discern both good and evil. I like that one.
That's a good gift.
Let's see. And then how about a couple from Revelation? Oh, here. 1 John 2:14. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. So that's a good thing to do, overcome the wicked one.
Amen.
Revelation 5:2. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who was worthy to open the book and to loose the seals. And then last one, Revelation 18:8. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall utterly be burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Judgment's coming, and God is strong among all the world. It's his footstool. And actually, we're starting through the book of Revelation right now, so we know that's true. So, yeah, just wanted to share some verses with you about being strong, and we hope you're staying strong in the Lord, right, Sister Armin?
Yeah, amen. Like the Ephesians verse you read, stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Amen.
Because if we walk in our might, we're walking in the flesh. We gotta walk in the spirit and his might.
In John 15, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. So make that focus. Keep your eyes set on him.
All eyes on Christ.
Amen. Anything else, Sister Armin?
I love that. Just sharing some love and quick encouragement for y'all.
Yeah, check out those audios on the Ecclesia gathering area. Mm-hmm. And I think we got a nice little video that we made when we traveled today.
Yeah, there's a new sister's post up there I just did. And I added some things to the children's page, too.
Oh, nice.
Trying to put some videos in there when we get a chance, too.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
All right.
Check that out.
Till the Lord lets us come to you again next time. Hold fast. Be strong in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And cling to the gospel.
May God be praised.
Amen.